southern border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Saudi Arabia and met with the kingdom's powerful Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to push for a peace plan and the return of prisoners of war from Russia. European heavyweights Germany and Poland are insisting that they will not send troops to Ukraine. That's after reports that some Western countries may be considering sending in ground troops. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow down 138 points, but the NASDAQ is up 56. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now. And I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
A bill has been offered in the Alabama legislative session that involves the Alabama High School Athletic Association, or the AHSAA. The bill requires a one-time audit of that organization to clear up questions and concerns. State Senator Lance Bell is the one offering this bill. He says his intent with the one-time audit will be to confirm that bylaws within the organization are being upheld. AHSAA Executive Director Alvin Briggs says that as a nonprofit organization, this data and information is already filed with the federal government every year, and that a state examiner is more than welcome to do an audit as well. Briggs says there's no real need to pass a bill in order to conduct such an audit. He says the doors are open for legislators to come over and look at the finances. The bill has passed committee in the state Senate and will go to the full floor for a vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A prison inmate is confirmed to have died at the Donaldson Correctional Facility in Bessemer. The Jefferson County Coroner's Office will conduct an autopsy despite no signs of foul play. 52-year-old Alan Parker was found unresponsive within a section of his dorm area. Parker was in prison on rape and sexual abuse convictions coming out of Morgan County. In Marshall County, there were five men arrested as part of a sting operation to catch child predators. The Albertville Police Department, Covenant Rescue Group, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Marshalls County Sheriff's Office all took part in this operation. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program here on a fine Tuesday. 272-9228 is the big voice set if you want to get it on the program. And, well, it's always good to have a little taste of Senator John Kennedy, at least the crap he says. And this was last night, I think, on with, Hannity or somebody. Sean. But let's listen to Senator Kennedy.
And the American people have figured it out, and that's why, if you believe the polls, the president is polling right up there with chlamydia.
gotta love that guy. You never know what he's going to say. But Trump's lead is apparently, according to one poll, Rasmussen, Trump's lead is growing. Leading Biden in a head-to-head matchup by 6 points, garnering 47% to Biden's 41%. Another 9% support some other candidate, and 2% are unsure. Notably, in that scenario, Trump takes a double-digit lead with independents, boasting a 16-point advantage over Biden. Now, we'll probably see all of that tighten as we get closer to Election Day, and I still do not believe that Biden will actually be the nominee. It's not just me. There are a lot of folks who think that. We shall see if that actually comes to pass, but I don't know how they're going to go forward with this guy. I don't think he's serving the country, let alone the Democratic Party, well at this point. I mean, he's been a useful puppet. He's been a useful front man. Let's put on old senile Joe. He's a moderate Joe from Scranton, right? Not a joke. Well, they continue to do, well, some of the worst things they've been doing for 20, 30 years up there. It's absolutely absurd. So I just don't see Joe Biden winning much of anything going forward. I don't even think he'll be on the ticket. Now, a little dust-up happened. Let's go silly, shall we? Silly national politics that has a bit of an Alabama nexus to it. MSNBC's Joy Reid, you know who I'm talking about. She's constantly harping on, well, race, using it as a genius political cudgel, as a bloody axe to hew through every aspect of society. That's her shtick, at least. Apparently, she's a Harvard graduate, folks. All right, then. But she put this out not on her show, but on social media. And it's a real cool guy look that Joy's got going on here. But she takes a shot at Senator Tuberville. Yeah, Coach. You know who I'm talking about, Coach Tommy Tuberville. She takes a shot at him because I think he said something to the effect of, we need more kids. People need to have more babies. And when you look at the replacement rate, yeah, we do. And I don't think you just solve the problem by letting the whole world in. Like, it's a problem in the U.S. It's certainly a problem in Europe, but it's also a problem in China and so many other places. Now, this is, I think, the reality of new technology and a more comfortable lives. And I think the inflated, another effect of inflation over not just recent times, the last half century, has inflated the cost of raising children. I think a lot of that's a bunch of BS. But this is the reality we are having, where we're not as having not having as many kids. In fact, I'm a perfect example. I'm a 35-year-old man-child fancy idiot who hasn't had a relationship that's lasted longer than an Altoid. Kids aren't in the cards for me unless, you know, I meet the right person. It only takes one. So maybe it'll happen. But I'm not alone in my generation. There are a lot of folks who have waited. And, you know, being a guy, I can kind of wait. But I think more kids is a pretty basic idea. Elon Musk, for instance, has been pushing this for all the time. But because it was Coach Tommy Tuberville in Alabama. And there were those vehement racists. Yeah. Because they're still stuck in the 60s, right? Well, they'd like that. In the 60s is kind of like the origin story of the new Democratic Party. That's the new founding, right? Not World War II. Not the Civil War. Not the actual American founding and revolution. The 60s just kind of recreated everything, and we've been living in that dream ever since, because we accomplished so much for everybody, including those that have been marginalized and oppressed for so long. We've done so good by them. So Joy Reid, after Coach Tuberville suggested, hey, we need to have more kids, she started saying this online.
The United States has a population of north of 327 million people. Why do we need more kids? I mean, your party, Senator Tuberville, is the one screaming that 10 million immigrants, which I don't even know that that number even makes any sense because it doesn't, have streamed into the country since Joe Biden has been president, and you're claiming that that's too many people, that if more people come into the southern border, this is some sort of crisis because we've got too many people and we've got no more space and we can't afford more people. But now you're saying we need more kids? Can you explain who's the we and what's the purpose? You're also a senator from the state of Alabama.
Oh, and here it comes.
God help the people there.
Yeah.
Are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids? Why does the state of Alabama need more kids? More kids for what? There was a time when the state of Alabama absolutely needed more kids because, you know, Alabama was a slave state. And the mandate of the planter class in Alabama was for black women to produce more kids because those kids were property. And they could work more kids and...
That's a great joke, Joy. Thank you for the history lesson. Keep going, lady.
Make more money on their plantations.
Right.
Are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids because you think that those populations will include people who are maybe destitute and desperate enough if you kick out the immigrants like a lot of y'all want to do and you can make them do the work that the migrants are doing now? Because that kind of sounds slavery-ish. Is the state of Alabama the we? And is that the why? I mean, you're also a white guy.
Right.
Are you saying the we is white folks need more kids?
Right.
Is this like a great replacement thing where you're concerned that there's not enough white people in the population versus the growth of the Latino population, the black population, the Asian American population, and so the we is white people need to make white women have more kids, and that's the we, and that's the why? Because it's a little creepy. A little Handmaid's Tale-y, don't you think?
What a humorless, bigoted witch. But, of course, you know, we got to get Coach Tuberville to respond to all this. I told you it was going to get silly. It's been going silly for a while now in the United States of America. So here it's Coach Tommy Tuberville, United States Senator, the senior senator now, talking to, oh, it's good to see Eric Bolling landed on his feet over at Newsmax about this ridiculous harangue. Let's listen in together.
She name-checked you, actually accused you of a bit of a heinous thought. Why don't you respond to Joy Reid about her idea that Alabama, now that slavery's not an issue anymore, doesn't need any more American citizens.
I really don't know who she is that well. I've heard her say a few things, but I tell you, she's off the wall. Eric, I've never heard anybody kind of get confused about what they're saying, number one. But then at the end of her thoughts, it is a great replacement theory. That's exactly what they want to do. They're trying to replace as many people as they possibly can with people coming in this country that are not Americans, that weren't born here. But we do need more kids. That's the reason I am pro-life in every direction, including the IVF. It's just unfortunate. Somebody like this sounds like she's uneducated, doesn't know what she's talking about. But it's what it is. We got to keep fighting against all forms of what she calls racism, whether it's religion, whether it's race, whether it's color, whether it's poor, rich, poor, all those things together. We're not going to make it in this country if we have people like this continue to spew hate, and that's exactly what it is.
It's incredible because I'm old enough to remember Tucker a couple of years ago. I believe a lot of the reason why he's not at Fox anymore is because he was tagged with this idea that he was responsible for pushing the great replacement theory, meaning minorities were replacing white people. And for her to say that, whether he did that or not, I'm not weighing in on that. But Joy Reid is basically saying, hey, Tuberville, what do you mean? We don't need more white kids. We don't need more Alabama American citizens. We need more of these people just fine coming across our border illegally. Look, you're talking to a guy who's a libertarian. I think we should have a lot more immigration, but it has to be legal. Legal immigration, it's the only way to supply an economy that's aging the way we are, a country that's aging the way we are.
Because we don't have much of a replacement rate. Yeah, like I said, gonna get silly. It got real silly there. And, well, this is America, 2024. Let's see who we got on line one. You're on there. Who's this?
It's Jim.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yeah, I heard her little, you know, Joy Reid is such an idiot. If you put her brain on the edge of a razor blade, it looked like a BB rolling down a six-lane highway. Okay? She is the biggest race baiter. I don't know how, all three of her listeners on her show must really love her.
Well, real quick, Jim, that's my instinct, too, to be like, how ignorant of a rant. But I have a feeling, you know, she's a Harvard graduate. I think Joy Reid is plenty smart enough to know exactly what she's doing. And I think it's worse than being dumb. I think she is purposely stoking this point of view.
She's right up there with the other race baiters, you know, Al Sharpton and people like that that live off of that. It's like that with all the lefties. You know, our friend there, I just got on a local level, our friend there on the quote voice of Alabama politics, you know what I'm talking about, Mr. Bill Britt.
Yeah.
I read his little comments. What a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, him and his little lap puppy there, Josh Moon, claim to be the voice of Alabama politics. What a joke. They're like the voice of 1.1% of Alabama politics.
Yeah, I tend to go about my life acting like they don't really exist.
Yeah, but that's what these people do. It's just they get out there and they say this stupid stuff to I don't know who they're speaking to. I mean, I can't believe there's people that out there going, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what they do, and it's pathetic.
Yeah, well, it's a great get out the vote campaign.
Well,
it's only going to get sillier.
I don't know how they're going to get out the vote. Joe needs to put in his reservation for an assisted living place as soon as possible, but. You know, he's such a great leader. You know,
I'm pretty sure now at this point with Joe that when that man farts, it sounds like he stepped on a duck.
I mean, I like the scene of him being interviewed, eating an ice cream cone, speaking about the border, the war in Israel. You know what a picture of it. Can you imagine Putin speaking about this and sitting there holding an ice cream cone and licking it?
No.
I mean, no. That's a scene you'd see at a nursing home. You know, hey Joe, it's time for your ice cream and then your nap. You know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the guy. No way he's going to be the guy. And, I mean, we'll see where it goes. But we got a lot of calls rolling in here, Jim. Great to hear from you.
All right, I'm interested to see his State of the Union coming up next week. That's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, pump him up full of that Adderall. War uppers
all
for
right,
Pop-Pop.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Jim. 272-9228, but not too many uppers for Pop-Pop. And not the ones Hunter uses. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Joey, why in the hell is I even discussing this in Congress? Doesn't our country have problems?
Discussing what in Congress?
How we need more people in Alabama. Is this in association to a bill that we should be in?
No, Tuberville is in the midst of the IVF controversy. If you want to call it even the controversy, I think it was actually principally a sound ruling. The legislature now needs to, you know, do what they do. But Tuberville said we need more babies, including through IVF. I think the country in general needs more babies, and I generally think he's right. You look at the replacement rate, we're getting older and older, and we're having not as bad as China, but a comparable problem.
Yeah, so is Europe. So is Europe.
Right.
Okay, all right. That just not knowing, now that I know that, all conversation all makes sense, and that woman's out of her damn mind. I mean, she's got to be related to Duke. Now, let's talk about Europe. Donald Trump was right. Don't need to send Europe no some more support. They got enough money to support themselves. I've been watching three European networks every day, and they haven't even delivered on what they promised. They did send the Panzer tanks, the Tigers, and all that stuff, but they're just slow walking everything. And Germany and Hungary just announced that they would not send soldiers. Now, no, that's not part of NATO. And Finland being officially admitted to NATO yesterday, you realize that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that's
Hungary finally stopped vetoing it, made it out.
Yeah, but Europe is just pissing around and not supporting a war on their own continent. And they're asking for it again. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I still can't believe this thing has lasted 2 years.
And also that because this thing has lasted 2 years, I just don't see Putin trying to march across Europe like it's, you know, the 1930s or the 40s. It's absurd. Putin, I think, fully understands. The Russians understand. The U.S. military and NATO understands. If Russia goes to war with Europe and NATO, things are getting bombed to hell. Like, the first strikes would be hellish. With the tech we have right now, like, it's just an insane. We're not in the same world anymore.
In fact, Montgomery, Alabama, you and I would have a very good team.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that.
We're in the top 10 list of major targets. I mean, all the wars and everything's planned here. We got F-35 and the new helicopters. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of extra security around Montgomery too. But it's just gone crazy. And, you know, nobody seems to be able to control anything. I'll be glad to see Donald Trump, but he's got a thing to slow to head. In closing, I'm going to say this all started with Jeff Sessions killing no balls to stop his own Justice Department. This man still owes us a real explanation. And we have never been told why he recused himself, did we?
Well, he said because that was the rule.
But you're not supposed to say why you were accusing yourself?
It was a particular rule because I'd worked with the Trump campaign. I couldn't actually be, you know, the lead on investigating something about Trump. So I had to, I can't step into the FBI's investigation because I'm so close to the man. What's interesting, Red Top, is that Jeff Sessions was there sworn in for about a week, 2 weeks, if my memory's serving me right. And then right after the Washington Post did that Kislyak screw job where they hit him and Michael Flynn with Kislyak meetings, he all of a sudden realized there's this rule I got to follow, guys. And he did a press conference where he recused. So to me, it kind of seemed like you didn't like the heat. And he claims, no, this was what the career professionals told me I had to do.
Well, you know what? I wish he could have been as tough on himself as he was a damn pot smoker. Roll Tide, go Crump.
Always comes back to pot with a red top. Let's go to line four. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey,
how you doing?
Beauregard should have done his homework before he went to the meeting. But anyway, that's water over the dam. But I think the replacement theory has worked really well in the NBA and the NFL. And we need some more slow white guys that can't jump. We really do. And Joey, the reason that guys like you, you know, are not married or not producing is because y'all are too lazy to date.
Now, I've heard that from several folks of your generational cohort, and I think after mulling it over, sleeping on, y'all are right.
It was an art, it was a craft passed down through the ages, and you know, some people just can't handle rejection, you know. They gotta shower and shave every 3 days, and
How about some brutal truth from me? When I was younger, I idealized whoever I had a crush on too much. And when you look at somebody as this ideal and not a person, well, yeah, you're going to have problems. Especially, that's incredibly unfair to her. Number two, I've realized this now. I'm not getting any younger, just turned 35. But the older I get and the more I live life, all I see, unfortunately, is downside and liability. I know that when I really think about it, that's not all it is. It's probably one of the most meaningful things you can do with your life. But also in this day and age where it's a coin flip for a divorce, you really start thinking about, is this really worth it, having to put up with her all this time?
Well, on the Wide World of Sports used to say, you know, the agony of defeat. Have a good day, Julian.
Thanks, Simpler Days. 272-9228. Oh, and I should have said this before he hung up. The Montgomery Advertiser today did an interview and put out a write-up on the accusations being made by former Montgomery police officer Rene Helton. Now, I have a clip of that interview up there. I think a key part of that interview up on the Book of Faces. Just go to my Facebook page. I will say the write-up by Alex Gladden there at Montgomery Advertiser is quite good, quite detailed, and I appreciate it. They're finally covering this story. And if you want to watch the full interview that we did with Rene Helton and her attorney, Mickey McDermott, you can always go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe, folks. We're growing by the day there at Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Let me check. Oh, we're 5 short of 1,600 subscribers. We've been growing leaps and bounds in the last month, and the plan is to continue that leading into this silly season, otherwise known as an election. Hey, let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
This Chicken Man.
Hey, Chicken Man. How you doing?
Pretty good. All right. I have got a conspiracy theory.
All right.
I was just wondering, and you might be able to shed some light on this, but is it possible that the current administration is doing like a Ponzi scheme with the billions of dollars that are going to Ukraine aid? I mean, has anyone verified all of that money of all the, you know, the
no.
tax dollars? Has it been sent? Do we know that it's been sent to Ukraine?
I think a lot of money has been sent to Ukraine, and a lot of weapons and material, too. It's kind of hard to prove to the exact dollar amount how much might have been stolen, but here's the deal. Senator Rand Paul wanted to get an inspector general over all the money being spent on this war, on Ukraine, you know, beating back the Ruskies. And he didn't come up with, like, some random inspector general. He said, you know, this guy's been looking into Afghanistan and all the corruption and waste and money laundering there. He's pretty damn good at this. Why don't we just move him from the Afghan office? He hasn't had as much to do lately. And put him over Ukraine. And all the senators up there, Republicans and Democrats, most of them said, no, we can't do that. We can't have that guy looking into what we're doing there. And so it suggests that they don't want us to look under the hood.
Right, and plus too the migrant, you know, insurrection. Hmm. You know, is this, you know, like another money scheme?
I think a lot of these are for mercenary reasons, and then some of it. Don't underestimate misplaced ideals.
Well, you have a good day.
Appreciate it, Chicken Man. That didn't sound like conspiracy. That just sound like facts. Or a sound hypothesis, I suppose. Not all of your suspicions. I don't care if you're conservative or liberal. Not all of your suspicions about the other side that I don't know and I don't care for because they say mean things about me. Not all of that is correct. Again, silly season. Right around the corner where all these national media companies and big corporate shills will get you, you know, even though they don't give a damn about you, they will get you to hate your neighbor. Please don't do it. Though they're very effective at it. Hey, I got to hit a break. But first, this part of the program, again, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, guys, as we get older, you're going to start to notice a slowdown. You might even notice problems in the bedroom. What are they called? Erectile dysfunction? Yeah. That's no fun. And also, low testosterone can really slow you down. And it's nothing to deny, put off, be ashamed about. It's not something to wait to get fixed. So if you're lacking motivation, energy, you're just always tired, feel like you're walking through your life through a fog, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decreased sex drive. Well, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And even doctors now are saying guys should start getting their testosterone checked even at the age of 18. It should be part of your annual men's health routine. And I know a lot of guys are walking around who have these symptoms, have these problems, and they don't know that it's low T affecting their quality of life big time. So the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments there, low-T treatments at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. You know, you can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing. Hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or to go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Be sure to tell them that that Joey guy on the radio sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, Alan.
Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey, and we got some folks on the phone lines. Let's go to Sweet D. Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Joey. First of all, I just wanted to say that I love Cedric Coley.
Yeah.
That interview was great, and his ad is great. He doesn't mention Trump nor Christianity. He says something about faith, but that's it. We don't need to know your religion, people. And then the other thing is, remember that warning you used to have for John DeVoe?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Can we bring that back for Randall so that everybody can grab their pen, and then we'll have time to write down everything that he says?
You know, I could come up with something myself there. Be like, class, get ready to take notes.
Yeah, because it's like every time he calls, it's so much information, and you don't have time to write it down, so we could get like a two-minute warning. Then we could be prepared when he comes on.
Well, you know, lately I've been doing all these short clips with all the captions and stuff, trying to do the viral thing. And I've noticed with Randall, when there are captions, I'm like, what a mind. Like, you can actually follow along seeing all the words bounce along with him. So,
yeah.
I encourage folks to look that up.
And I think I was one of your first subscribers as well.
Well, thank you for that. And it is really growing, and it's great to have you back, too, in the area. It really is, Dee.
Thank you. You know what I'm doing today? I'm getting supplies to get my ceiling fixed. The people that I rent my house out to while I was gone, they didn't tell me that it had a leak. Now the ceiling crashed in, so I have to take off work today to go get supplies so I can get my brother to fix it tomorrow.
Well, that's no fun, but I know y'all got it. But, yeah, well, and stick with me. Like I said, this is just going to get sillier and sillier as the months go on. It's just such nonsense out there.
It is, and I'm just glad that I'm not upset about it anymore because I used to get really tied up in my stomach with it, but now I don't care.
I still have my moments, but I'm working towards that day. Well, I appreciate it, Dee. Really do.
Okay, well, just give us that Randall warning, and we'll be good.
All right. Working on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Sweet D, folks. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Hi, guys. No lady today?
No, he had a business to attend to.
Well, I understand that. You sort of surprised me when you answered the phone. I was not expecting to hear you.
Right, yeah, but I'm running a radio board, a live stream, a phone line, and, I have to host and talk, too.
Well, I've got two comments and a question, so I'm going to start with my question first.
All right.
My wife was looking at her Instagram earlier this morning and ran across an article about a bombing in Montgomery this morning. Or this weekend, I'm sorry, this weekend.
Outside the AG's office?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that. Have y'all talked about it?
A lot of people have been reaching out to me asking about it, and we talked about it when it first was reported, but I think the deal is a lot of the details have been scarce. Like, it's still one of the top stories at 1819 News, for instance, but there's not a lot of details. An incredibly short story. All, like, I'm seeing from a statement is, thankfully, no staff or personnel were injured by the explosion. Aaliyah will be leading the investigation, and we are urging anyone with information to contact them immediately. That's the Attorney General.
Interesting. Because I searched it on the internet, and I just typed in Montgomery bombing, and for three pages, nothing came up about anything recent.
Well,
there was some stuff in there, old, 70s, 60s, nothing recent.
Well, but it's the Alabama Attorney General's office with all those Republicans that work there. And Steve Marshall's been a pain in our ass, so we're not going to report on it. You better believe if it was like, say, in Colorado or California or something, and somebody bombed the AG's office, yeah, it would be national news, all right. And everybody on the right would get blamed for it.
I guess I'll go to 1819 and see what they're saying about it, because we were out of town this weekend, so... didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, it's real short, Bill. Quick. I'll just read it. An explosive device was detonated outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office in Montgomery over the weekend. A.G. Marshall said in a statement in the early hours of Saturday, February 24th, an explosive device was detonated outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office building in Montgomery. And then the other thing I already read to you, that's all the information I have.
Wow. Not much.
Nope.
It's interesting to me because why, if you were going to do something like that, why would you do it on a Saturday? I don't understand the point. I mean, if you're gonna put yourself out there and you want to really make a statement, why on a Saturday?
But yeah, who
thankfully
knows?
Nobody was hurt.
Right.
But the comment that I had is, I don't hate anybody. And I especially would not hate someone because of their color or their nationality or their political views. I mean, that's just stupid, really. But I will say this. If you want to be liberal, if you want to be democratic, if you want to give all your possessions away to whoever you want to, I have absolutely no problem with it. You ought to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't try to do that with mine. And we'll be great. We could be best friends. The other comment I've got is on the last call. She mentioned Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never met Randall. I would love to sit down and drink a cup of coffee and talk with him for a couple of hours and pick his brain. I really have a very hard time understanding him. There are certain tones in people's voices that I just do not hear as well as I used to.
Sure.
When I was young. So I struggle to understand him sometimes. And he's not the greatest communicator. He puts a lot of words together, but he doesn't always speak to points. So I have a very hard time following him. But I would love to sit down and talk with him and get to know him, because he seems like a very knowledgeable person. I think some things that he knows he may not know as well as he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could set something like that up, I would really like to get to know the guy.
Well, the man's got a heart of gold. I know that for a fact. So, yeah, and a lot of folks keep asking about when we're going to do a meetup. So we'll have to make it happen here. Maybe as the year progresses and we see more action with people paying attention to the news.
Well, don't make it too long because I'm getting a lot older quick. Well, have a great day, Joey.
Appreciate
Tell
it.
Tell Eddie I said hello.
I will. 272-9228, but hold your horses because this part of the program brought to you by, again, Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. They are a full-service jewelry shop there at Dillon Rings. What does that mean? Well, of course, great jewelry selection, but they can do things like spa treatments. You know how you go to the spa and you feel refreshed, like a brand new person? Well, your jewelry's going to feel the same way. So it could be you just need to reset a stone or scrub out a scratch or, you know, get that white gold to pop and shine again like you always wanted it to. Well, they can do that there at Dillon Rings. They can also do, well, repairs, just basic repairs, even watch repairs, not to mention the artistry of Josh Ryder. He can do custom design that is second to none. And I love the process he has. Whether you already have something that you just want to change around a little bit, or if you want to create a piece of jewelry out of just your imagination, Josh Ryder is the guy to go see there. 119 Brown Springs Road here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway, a little before Taylor Road, kind of where the old Fun Zone used to be. And also, you can always go to their Facebook page or Instagram page. They are always putting out great deals, great discounts, and amazing jewelry items. Sort of shop from home and then go see them there at 119 Brown Springs Road. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey, that fell on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather! Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., that give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Paid for by the Charlotte Meadows Campaign, 345 North Lake Road, Hoover, Alabama, 35242.
On March 5th, vote for the best choice for school choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows. A leading proponent for school choice, Charlotte Meadows believes parents must have a say in their children's education. Charlotte Meadows also supports participation of parents in choosing school curriculum, as we do not need liberal groups like the NEA bringing their liberal agenda into our schools. And Charlotte Meadows believes that our state board must be alert to the woke agenda. As a former school board member, Charlotte Meadows has seen what is going wrong in Alabama's educational system. That is why Charlotte Meadows started Lead Academy, Montgomery's first charter school, giving parents a choice to escape Montgomery's failing schools.
This is Republican Charlotte Meadows. For almost 20 years, I've been working to improve education and give parents a choice for their children. Remember to vote conservative Republican Charlotte Meadows for State Board of Education District 3 on March 5th.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, as is tradition at the end of the show, we've got Ray Bolts online. Ray from Prattville Carpet. How you doing, sir?
Hey, we are doing great. How about y'all?
Oh, I've been surviving. I've been flying solo all day, but, you know, I might have multiple personalities, so we're doing all right.
Well, you know what you should do? I think after hearing those political ads, now I've got a headache from it, but you ought to tell all your listeners and explain to them, because unless you buy advertising, you don't understand what the political season does for anybody in radio or TV with commercials. It's like triple the
cost,
right?
No, I don't think that's how it works, actually. I think the rule is everybody gets the same cost.
Yeah. You say that. And then all of a sudden, it just seems like everything gets a little bit more expensive whenever the presidential race rolls around. You ought to say, hey, guys, we don't have 1 hour. Just be with me. Please don't turn the channel. We're just doing political ads this hour. It's going to be a bonus for me. I think people go along with it. Yeah. Joey?
They might. It's
I mean, you're an entrepreneur along with being a radio host, right?
Sure.
You're not doing this for free. You gotta live. Go ahead and get a bonus. Let's do it for a full hour.
Right. I'm sure people would just love. That's, you know, must listen appointment radio right there.
But I tell you what you will love. If you give us a call at 285-8117, give us an opportunity to come out and measure for you, free of charge. That's where I'm just leaving Casada. And she wanted a cheap bottle. I'm like, hey, I'll sell it to you, but it's not a good idea. Let me show you how these things are going to fall out. It's going to be nothing but problems from this point on.
And 285-8117.
That's why we want to come out and do that pre-measurement up front, so when you come in, we can show you this and we can show you that and get the best product for the home.
That's exactly right, and it's a great crew over there. It might be Ray himself that comes by, folks. Again, that number, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, well, be sure to tell him you heard Ray on the radio with Joey.
All right, Joey. Well, have a good day.
You too, Ray. Appreciate you. Let's go to Dirty Water on line four. Hello, sir.
Hey, Joey. I just want to say I love your show, man. It really provokes thought, you know.
Thank you.
And that's what we need right now is people critically thinking. But I wanted to start a grassroots movement to get Randall in the studio for a show. All right?
Hey, yeah. You know what? I'll count that as one vote. And that's not a terrible idea. I think that could be fun.
Oh, it would be hilarious. It would be hilarious.
Well, I keep telling them, though, you take one red pill, not the whole damn bottle.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I just wanted to say that, Joey. Love you, man. Listen to you every day.
Well, I love you back then. Thank you, man.
All right. Take care, sir.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to end a show. But I'm thinking, like, what did I learn today? Did we learn anything today? Oh, yeah, that Joe Biden's going to solve the problems he didn't solve on the border next time. Why? And it's those Republicans that stopped me. Okay. Sure it is. We learned that, well, I learned this morning. I don't even know I talked about it today, but the majority of Americans, for the first time, are supporting the building of a border wall. For the first time. It's never been a majority position. In polling, well, apparently now it is. We learned that we do have some state reps here in Alabama looking to tackle the crypto, Bitcoin, blockchain issue, which I think is beautiful. We learned that Joy Reid is a silly, silly human being. What a silly goose, Joy Reid. You and your... It's just so funny and adorable. Like that hair, too, lady. We also learned that, we have a lot of great candidates. I'll be honest, I'm a little spent. Like, I'm ready to vote. I'll put it that way. I think we do have a lot of great candidates. It's really going to be important in this Congressional District 2 race. Who knows who ends up with it, but I think it is actually a neck-and-neck race in that regard. But once we get these nominees... I am, after Super Tuesday, I'm going to be here on Wednesday after Super Tuesday to kind of see what happened and talk about what happened in the voting. And then I'm off to go see friends. I'm taking a short vacation for 2 days. So then we'll hit the ground running, heading into convention season, general election season. Not to mention, you know, maybe our AI overlords are already going to take over before then. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe a new virus will run rampant. I mean, it could be, or it could be, you know, it starts raining lollipops. Who knows? You got to stay tuned. And on that stupid note, I'm getting out of here. Happy hour with Greg Budell and the lovely Rosie. They're next.